From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar.
The ongoing attempt by the U.S. government to effect regime change in Venezuela came to Washington, D.C., and a meeting of the Organization of American States on Thursday. We bring you that meeting in its entirety here.
This special session has been convened at the request of the permanent missions of Argentina, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, the United States, and Peru, in line with document CP/INF.8180/19. Before we begin considering the order of business, I would like to invite the distinguished delegations and the public that is with us today to reflect on the symbolic value of the place where we find ourselves, that is the Simón Bolívar Hall, which is the home of the Permanent Council of the OAS. This Simón Bolívar room is a room deserving of the greatest respect from everyone present. It symbolizes political dialogue at the highest level in our hemisphere and all of our nations. I make a respectful call for everyone to ensure that this political dialogue is conducted within the norms of diplomacy, international law, and those standards which guide the Permanent Council's activity, as well as dignity for human beings and respect for all of our nations. In light of the provisions of Article 43 of the Rules of Procedure, we will now move to approve the... Venezuela is recognized. Thank you very much, Chair. At this first intervention, we will refer to the point of the convening of this... d'etat occurred. It was promoted by the countries that claim to justify it here in this organization. This is an atrocity against the democracy, sovereignty, and right to peace that our nation enjoys. It is a violation of all international law. This session runs over the OAS Charter and the will of our people. We reject your invitation to this meeting, and anything stated today will not be valid for our country or our nation. Thank you. Thank you to the Venezuelan delegation. As there are no other requests for the floor, we will move to approving the draft order of business for today, which is document CP/OD-2203/19. It is hereby approved. The ambassador of Argentina has requested the use of the floor. Ambassador, I give you the floor. Good morning, Chair. On behalf of several delegations which make up this permanent council, I will make a statement in support of the transitional government in Venezuela. The delegations of Argentina, Bahamas, Brazil, Canada, Chile, Colombia, Costa Rica, Ecuador, United States, Honduras, Guatemala, Haiti, Panama, Paraguay, and Peru reiterate the right to democracy, that all people of the Americas enjoy and the obligation of governments to promote and defend democracy as established in Article 1 of the Democratic Inter-American Democratic Charter. We reiterate the constitutional authority of the National Assembly of Venezuela, which was democratically elected, and we staunchly support the steps adopted in order to request humanitarian aid at the international level, that political prisoners be freed, that assets of corrupt government civil servants be frozen, and that we ensure the guarantee of civil servants and members of the military that support the National Assembly in reestablishing democracy and the rule of law in Venezuela. Against this backdrop, we recognize and express our full support to the chair of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, who took the presidency as the interim president of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela in line with the constitutional standards, and we recognize the illegitimacy of Nicolas Maduro's regime. We strongly believe in restoring democracy, representative democracy in Venezuela, led by the presidency of the Republic, and we hope that this will be orderly, peaceful, and include free elections that are just, transparent, with international observations as soon as possible. This is pursuant to the Venezuelan Constitution and also in line with the Charter of the OAS and the Inter-American Democratic Charter. We reiterate the illegitimacy of the presidential elections on the 20th of May 2018 because the free, just, transparent, legitimate process or credible process, it did not have the most basic standards. We regret and condemn strongly the repressive actions at the hands of the Maduro regime against the Venezuelan people, as well as the actions that have led to a total economic collapse, forcing millions of Venezuelans to leave their country behind, seeking food, basic medication, and an opportunity for life in another country of the same region. We demand that security and protection of the interim president Juan Guaido be guaranteed, and also that of members of the National Assembly. We call on the form of the National Assembly to be respected, as well as the rights of all of its members without limitations, on the rights that they legitimately hold on behalf of the Venezuelan people. In this sense, we support the National Assembly to continue working with the aim of ensuring Venezuela returns to the path of democracy using the means necessary to ensure a peaceful transition in the interest of the people of Venezuela and to return to prosperity and stability for all Venezuelans. We support the ratification of the commitment to Venezuela with the OAS Charter and our will to continue working within full rights of this organization. Thank you. Thank you to the ambassador of Argentina. We are now on point two of the order of business. Therefore, the delegation of the United States has requested the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. We actually have a senior representative who will be here. He's actually in the building right now, so if we could just wait for a minute or two, I think that he'll be here. I think he's walking in.
Therefore, if you agree, Mr. Secretary of State, if we can give the floor to the next person.
Un moment.
One moment, please.
And thank you. Thank you, all the delegations. We appreciate your patience.
Estimada delegación de Estados Unidos.
To the delegate of the United States. We will give the floor to the next delegation requesting the floor, and then when Mr. Pompeo arrives, we will allow him to speak. So, the ambassador of Paraguay is now recognized.
Muchas gracias.
Thank you, Chair. Since June 1st, 2016, a date on which this Council began dealing with the situation in Venezuela, Paraguay immediately stated that political, economic, and social instability had already taken hold, and that political instability affected the basic rights and fundamental freedoms of the Venezuelan people. We, at that time, had urged Venezuela to consider even using a revocatory referendum, which is included in their national constitution, as a springboard for building a solution to the crisis. Then there was a series of statements as part of a dialogue with Venezuela that led to no results, and the OAS and in other fora, the conversations continued, and they still continue. That is, it has been now over 3 years, and we can only conclude that the Nicolas Maduro regime has only found every possible way to avoid and sidestep any possible definitive solution. Therefore, then, since the 10th of January 2019, this Council declared the regime in Venezuela as an illegitimate government, and we have seen that with our actions and with history. Therefore, the Paraguayan government declares its full support to the acting president of Venezuela, Juan Guaido, to lead the restoration of public freedoms and democracy in our fraternal Republic of Venezuela. Venezuela can count on the Paraguayan state's full support in restoring freedom, democracy, and constitutional order. We are proud to have been among the first to break diplomatic relations with the Maduro regime. And on this point, we staunchly believe that we are on the right side of history. My country has made strong, firm statements defending democracy and human rights of Venezuelan citizens. We congratulate the representatives of the National Assembly for their courage as the only constitutional authority democratically elected, and today they are beginning to work on returning their country to the rule of law. And we therefore also recognize our admiration for the people of Venezuela for their bravery. We make a sincere appeal to the Nicolas Maduro regime to not use violence against your people. Paraguay will continue respecting international law. We will continue with our foreign policy that is based on principles. We will support this process, both from the OAS and from other fora. We will do so so that Venezuela can respect its constitutional order and, as soon as possible, hold presidential elections that are free and in line with international standards in force. Personally, I note that rain is a symbol of greatness, and we hope that it brings good tidings to the Venezuelan people. Thank you very much to the ambassador of Peru. Paraguay. I now give the floor to Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State of the United States of America.
Thank you very much. The United States is a friend of Venezuela and of the Venezuelan people. We've watched Venezuelans suffer for far too long. We know what they know, that the tyranny of the now defunct Maduro regime has for far too long, choked the country and its citizens. Yesterday, in solidarity with the Venezuelan people, and out of respect for Venezuelan democracy, the United States proudly recognized National Assembly President Juan Guaido as the interim president of Venezuela. You've seen the statements from President Trump and from myself. Many other countries, including a number of OAS states, have also recognized the interim president. We thank them for their support. It's now time for the OAS as an institution, as a whole, to do the same. All OAS member states must align themselves with democracy and respect for the rule of law. All member states who have committed to uphold the Inter-American Democratic Charter must now recognize the interim president. The time for debate is done. The regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate. His regime is morally bankrupt. It's economically incompetent, and it is profoundly corrupt. It is undemocratic to the core. I repeat, the regime of former President Nicolas Maduro is illegitimate. We therefore consider all of its declarations and actions illegitimate and invalid. In light of these facts, we call on Venezuelan security forces to ensure the protection of Interim President Guaido's physical integrity and his safety. We've seen reports that a number of protesters were killed yesterday and that more than 100 were arrested. So I reiterate our warning about any decision by remnant elements of the Maduro regime to use violence to repress the peaceful democratic transition. The United States did not arrive at this conclusion overnight. We came to this conclusion after a long and bitter experience and following a considered assessment of the facts. And we're not alone. The OAS General Assembly has itself agreed to these facts. In June of last year, the OAS General Assembly declared the re-election of former President Maduro an invalid sham. This past January 10th, the OAS Permanent Council declared former President Maduro's second term illegitimate. Venezuela's National Assembly became the only legitimate, duly and democratically elected body in the country. On January 23rd, National Assembly President Juan Guaido declared himself the interim president of Venezuela pursuant to Article 333 and 350 of Venezuela's Constitution. He made this declaration with the full support of the National Assembly and, most importantly, of the Venezuelan people. In his public address, Interim President Guaido also outlined the steps he plans to take to restore democracy to his country, including free, fair, transparent, and truly democratic elections. The United States stands solidly behind him. We stand ready to support the efforts of the National Assembly, the Venezuelan people, and the interim president to restore democracy and respect for the rule of law in Venezuela. We also stand ready to provide humanitarian assistance to the people of Venezuela as soon as logistically possible. Today, I'm announcing that the United States is ready to provide more than 20 million in humanitarian assistance to the people of Venezuela. These funds are to help them cope with the severe food and medicine shortages and other dire impacts of their country's political and economic crisis. Our announcement of aid is in response to requests from the National Assembly, led by the interim president. As a friend of the Venezuelan people, we stand ready to help them even more, to help them begin the process of rebuilding their country and their economy from the destruction wrought by the criminally incompetent and illegitimate Maduro regime. Our support for Venezuela's democratic hopes and dreams is in sharp contrast to the authoritarian regimes across the globe who have lined up to prop up former President Maduro. And there is no regime which has aided and abetted Maduro's tyranny like the one in Havana. Maduro's illegitimate rule was for years sustained by an influx of Cuban security and intelligence officials. They schooled Venezuela's secret police in the dark arts of torture, repression, and citizen control. Maduro was a fine student at the Cuban Academy of Oppression. We call on the OAS and all its member states to act on basic, decent, democratic principles and the incontrovertible facts on the ground. Each of us must live up to our calling to promote and defend democracy as expressed in the tenets of the Inter-American Democratic Charter, to which everyone in this chamber is a signatory. And we call on our partners and responsible AS member states to show leadership and pledge support for Venezuela's democratic transition and for interim President Guaido's pivotal role in that. We look forward to welcoming Venezuela back into the fold of responsible democratic nations and remaining in our Inter-American community. We look forward to welcoming representation of the interim Venezuelan government to the OAS at the earliest possible opportunity. And we look forward to working with all responsible OAS member states, with the Venezuelan people, our Inter-American system, and with the interim government of President Guaido to restore democracy in Venezuela. We each have a critical opportunity to help the Venezuelan people live free once again. I ask my colleagues to reconvene a meeting of foreign ministers to continue our conversation on the peaceful, democratic transition for Venezuela. History will remember whether we help them or not. The United States calls on all nations of the OAS to make the right choice, and make that right choice right now. Thank you.
Please.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor.
Please. At the very outset, I told you that this was not allowed. Please.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor, señores de seguridad,
please, security, in all due respect, we have to respect the Simón Bolívar room.
Tiene la palabra,
I'd like to give the floor to the ambassador of Peru.
Buenos días.
Good morning. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Por favor.
Please.
Por favor, señores de
security.
Mantengamos el orden.
Let's please keep order here in the room.
Buenos días.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chairman.
Con su venia,
with your permission, I'm going to now read the declaration from the Lima Group. Adopted yesterday. By the governments of Argentina, Brazil,
Canada,
Chile,
Colombia,
Costa Rica,
Guatemala,
Honduras,
Panama,
Paraguay,
Peru.
And Peru.
Punto.
Point one.
Reconocen y expresan su pleno respaldo.
They recognize and fully support the President of the National Assembly, Juan Guaido, who assumed the presidency of the Bolivarian Republic of Venezuela in all due respect of constitutional norms and given the legitimacy of the Maduro regime. Two, they support the beginning of the democratic transitional process in Venezuela within the framework of the Constitution, with a view to holding new elections as soon as possible with the participation of all political stakeholders and with the guarantees and international necessary standards for a democratic process. Three, they condemn acts of violence that have taken place in Venezuela and urge respecting the rule of law, fundamental rights of all people, and social peace so that there can be a transition for a government. They ratify their decision to continue to firmly support a return to democracy in Venezuela. This was the communique adopted yesterday by the Lima Group. With your permission, then, I should like to read Peru's comments now. In Resolution 1117, approved by the Permanent Council on the 10th of January, it was agreed to not recognize the legitimacy of the Maduro regime, considering that the electoral process held on the 20th of May did not comply with international standards. It did not have the participation of all political Venezuelan stakeholders, nor was there a free, fair, transparent, democratic process. This is crucial for democracy, as enshrined in Article 3 of the Inter-American Democratic Charter. The illegitimate regime The illegitimacy of the regime is furthermore a result of... I don't believe I have the microphone, says the speaker.
See?
Very well. Am I being heard? Asks the speaker. I think I was being heard before, asserts the speaker. Testing. Am I being heard? I am. Thank you very much. I shall continue. The illegitimacy of the regime is the result of a continuous process of dismantling democracy, which was spoken to in this council, and support and mediation in good faith were not accepted by the regime's authorities. The consequences are very great in the democratic order and the humanitarian crisis that have become, because of their breadth, have become an issue throughout the region. In the resolution 17, we look at the National Assembly as a democratically elected organization in Venezuela. The Peruvian government, in keeping with what was agreed to in that resolution and with the declaration of the Lima Group on the 4th of January, adopted a host of specific measures and reaffirmed its unequivocal and firm condemnation of the rule of law in Venezuela. Yesterday, the Peruvian government recognized President of the Assembly, Juan Guaido, as the President of the Bolivarian Republic, manifested its support. And at the same time, Peru made an appeal so that the democratic process can take place peacefully in a transparent manner and respecting all of the constitutional guarantees and fundamental rights of the sister nation of Venezuela, with a view to holding new elections as soon as possible, with the participation of all political stakeholders, observing the guarantees and international standards for a democratic process. And that is why we fully agree with the declaration read in this Permanent Council by the delegate from Argentina, and we reiterate that it's only through full restoration of democracy and respect for human.
That was the Thursday meeting of the Organization of American States in Washington, D.C., discussing the case of Venezuela. We will continue to follow what is going on in Venezuela very closely. And again, we should be speaking with Tony Solo early next week about that.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.